On Wednesday of this week, in a quiet, flower-filled chapel, we paid our final respects to a man you and I loved. What words can we find now to express our respect for him? How can we voice our understanding of the qualities which made him our friend? Who was this man? What did he do to earn the affection and the respect and the love of his neighbors and his associates and of those who knew him only by the words others said about him? Twice he stood before the people of this community as a candidate for the office of sheriff, and twice you gave him your votes and your confidence. In the dark hours of Sunday morning last, as it must to all men, death came to Ernest Roach. He was the high sheriff of Maricopa County. But in this moment of our grief at his departure, I'm thinking not of the office he had, nor of his successful elections, but rather of Ernie Roach, the man. It's commonplace to say kind things of a man after he's gone. Ernie Roach was not a common man. In a world of grasping, struggling self-seekers, his strength was devoted to helping others. He had no sympathy for the criminal, but he had a great capacity for understanding the people whose troubles brought them to the sheriff's office. He possessed patience and tolerance to a degree far beyond any other man I've ever known. But he had a deep and militant contempt for the conniving, vicious criminals who played on the weakness of others. He fought for the cause of decency and justice and made no apology to those who favored compromise with the powerful forces of graft and greed. The law was his sacred trust. To Ernie Roach, friendship was a living thing. It brought him out in the middle of the night to help people. It took him into danger on 100 occasions. It cost him the political support of some less tolerant men. He was then a man whose friendship endured through adversity and prosperity. Men on whom great authority is bestowed react differently. Some become conscious of their power. Some use their position to gain favor. Some men automatically take it as their right to enjoy all the attributes of power. Ernie Roach was not this type of man. Authority in his hands was preserved as a sacred trust, a grant from the people to be used only in their interest. There was no swagger, no conceit in the makeup of Sheriff Roach. He had a reverence and a respect for authority. Pull or position had little influence on him, and yet his every official act was tempered with the kind of mercy a father has for his son. Ernie Roach was not a learned man in the sense of the sophists who measure learning by books and college degrees, but he had an understanding of life far wiser and more accurate than those who gain their human experience secondhand through books. There are certain words and phrases I remember which were peculiarly the property of Ernest Roach. They were a reflection of the man himself, sincere, forthright, honest. When his friend Lon Jordan died, Ernie Roach became the logical successor. And he said to me, "This is not what I want. I don't want the front seat. I wanted things to go on as they were with Lon and just work here and do my best." But the people put him in the front seat. They made him the man. And for those brief months he served as the man, I watched him. And my respect for him and my pride in him increased. He was essentially shy and retiring, a quality observers might say would defeat a politician. He wanted his men to have the credit for their achievements. He did not seek the headlines or the front page. There was no pretense in Ernest Roach. Now, the high sheriff is an important figure, and one might expect the high sheriff to be preoccupied with more important matters than the concern of a mother with a boy who was in trouble, or a man who had a row with his neighbors, or a husband and wife who couldn't get along. But I've seen Ernie Roach step to the public counter in the sheriff's office and give his personal attention to the people who came seeking help. In the political campaign just ended, Ernie Roach, the candidate for nomination, had one opponent. Ernie Roach, the candidate, refused to use the power of Ernie Roach, the sheriff, in his own behalf. He refused to resort to personalities. He made no answer to some of the unwise and unfounded political charges made against him. And of this, he said to me, "That boy has as much right for the sheriff as I have." He believed in thrift and honesty and dealing above the table. He accepted minor reverses and setbacks philosophically, and when things went wrong, I've heard him say, "That's the way of the world. That's the way of the world." He believed passionately in the democratic processes and in the wisdom and the right of the people to govern themselves, and he gave of himself without reservations to serve you and me. These, then, are the things we remember: his tolerance, his loyalty, his courage, and his devotion to duty. In the nearly 16 years he served us as deputy and sheriff, we learned to love him for these qualities. What can a man purchase with his few allotted years on this earth? Riches, power, fame, or the respect and the love of his fellow men? Ernie Roach was never a rich man. He struggled, as most of us do, to pay the rent and the groceries and to keep his children well and healthy and to give them the things we all want for our children. Power was never a personal thing with him. He had no use for fame, but he enjoyed the solid respect his ability as a peace officer had earned for him, and he enjoyed and respected the friendship and the approval of his fellows. If being loved and honored and trusted makes a man great, then I say Ernie Roach was a great man. If being honest and trustworthy and loyal makes a man great, then Ernie Roach was a great man. And in the silent grief of those people who filled that chapel on Wednesday last, there was to be seen sincere testimony proclaimed before the world of what this man had done and been. You and I will long remember the personal things which made Ernie Roach dear to us. The years will pass, and this land of ours will grow. But in the hearts of the rich men and the poor men, the farmers and the laborers and the politicians and the businessmen and the lawyers and the plain people, all those who mourn his passing, there will live forever the memory of Ernest Roach, sheriff of Maricopa.